Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a significant move to shield its sacred identifiers from unauthorized commercial use, the Sri Jagannath Temple Administration has secured a trademark for the Nilchakra, the distinctive eight-spoked metal disc that crowns the Puri Jagannath Temple's spire. This development is not just a matter of intellectual property protection, but also an occasion to examine the complex relationship between cultural heritage and the law. What makes this significant is that the Nilchakra, along with Ananda Bazaar and Patita Pavna, has been registered under the Trademarks Act, 1999. The temple administration reportedly filed 29 trademark applications, and these registrations are just the beginning, with more expected to follow. The Puri Jagannath Temple, dedicated to Lord Jagannath, is one of the Kerdham pilgrimage sites in India and is famous for its annual Rath Yatra, a festival that draws millions of devotees. First, let us understand the legal framework that governs such registrations. A trademark is different from a geographical indication, or GI. While a trademark identifies the source or owner of a mark and prevents others from using it commercially, a GI links a product to a place of origin and its reputation. This distinction is crucial in understanding how the law protects cultural symbols and identifiers. Building on this, the analysis of this development reveals several key aspects. Guarding against commercial misuse is a primary concern, as sacred symbols are increasingly used on merchandise and in branding. Trademark protection allows the temple to control unauthorized commercial exploitation of its identity. However, this raises a delicate balance between protection and privatization. Using commercial intellectual property law to protect religious symbols requires careful consideration to avoid the appearance of privatizing symbols of public faith. Crucially, this move offers a template for other temples and cultural institutions seeking to protect their names, logos, and sacred identifiers. It connects to broader questions about protecting traditional knowledge and cultural symbols within an intellectual property regime designed mainly for commerce. But why does this matter? It matters because the way forward is to use such protection to prevent exploitation while preserving public access and devotion, ensuring that the legal shield serves the institution and its devotees rather than restricting legitimate religious and cultural expression. Now, let us turn to the implications of this development for your UPSC preparation. The UPSC relevance of this topic spans several papers. For GS Paper 1, which covers art and culture, this topic is relevant to the study of temples, cultural heritage, the Jagannath tradition, and the Rath Yatra. For GS Paper 2 and 3, which cover polity and economy, this topic relates to intellectual property law and the protection of cultural symbols. In the prelims, you should remember the Nilchakra, the Trademarks Act 1999, and the distinction between trademark and geographical indication. In the mains, you will need to delve deeper into the topic of protecting cultural heritage through intellectual property law. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The protection granted to the Nilchakra, along with Ananda Bazaar and Patita Pavna, is a significant development. The SJTA filed 29 applications under the Trademarks Act, 1999. The Trademarks Act, 1999, is administered by the Controller General of Patents, Designs and Trademarks, or CGPDTM, which operates under the Ministry of Commerce and Industry. A trademark, which identifies the source of goods or services, is distinct from a geographical indication, which links a product to a place of origin. The Puri Jagannath Temple, dedicated to Lord Jagannath, is a Kerdham site and is famous for the annual Rath Yatra. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic highlights the importance of understanding the intersection of cultural heritage, intellectual property law, and the protection of traditional knowledge. As you prepare for the UPSC, remember that cultural symbols and identifiers are not just a matter of faith, but also of legal protection and commercial exploitation. In conclusion, the trademark registration of the Nilchakra is a significant development that underscores the complex relationship between cultural heritage and intellectual property law, with implications that extend beyond the realm of commerce to the very heart of our cultural identity. This development serves as a reminder of the need to balance protection with public access, ensuring that our cultural heritage is preserved for future generations.